A couple Florida boys were arrested for having a party on top of a crane. A Florida woman was arrested for drunk driving on only three wheels. She said she was unaware of that. A Florida private school canceled Autism Awareness Week after the pastor said it's demonic. And a Florida woman went on an interstate shooting spree because she said God told her to do so during the eclipse. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian traveling the world. I have several weird Florida stories. This is what we do on Friday, only weird news from Florida. It's Florida Friday on Weird AF News. Can't wait. Two Florida men were arrested for having a party on top of a crane. I don't mean a bird that's called a crane, although I wouldn't put it past a Florida man to party on top of a bird. I covered a story a few months ago about a Florida man who touched himself with a bird. This sort of crane is a construction crane, one of those large construction site cranes. Well, a couple of Florida men decided it'd be a good place to party. I don't know why. Maybe they're underage drinkers, and this was a place they knew they could go and get away from it all, really high up on a crane. Or maybe they just enjoy partying on a crane. This sounds like some stupid Bill and Ted adventure stuff. Bro, you want to drink some brewskis on the crane? Oh, yeah, man. That's like my favorite place to drink brewskis. Let's go up on the crane, man. Good place to get drunk, you know, 560 feet above the floor. This story is out of Naples, Florida. Let's get right into the details. Two Florida men took partying to a whole other level after allegedly sneaking into a construction site in Naples and climbing onto a crane. Residents told the police that they saw Jack Hoagland, age 18, and William House trespassing on a construction site. Yeah, they're both underage. That explains it. The police arrived and said they heard yelling and loud music from on top of a crane in the center of the construction site. Well, our two boys weren't exactly being discreet about it. Guys, you're underage drinking. You got to be quiet. Otherwise, the cops come. These dudes went right on top of a crane blasting music. It says after the officers jumped a fence and made their way through many obstacles on the construction site and make it to the crane, they were able to convince Hoagland and William House, his buddy, to come down from the crane. The duo was charged with misdemeanor trespassing and underage drinking. These two friggin' wingus and dingus here. Just so dumb. I wonder if they tried to get girls to join them. I would have loved to have witnessed that. Just getting girls to go up on the crane. Or maybe they were on a dating app trying to get girls to come to the crane. Any good first date ideas? Have you been to the crane? Oh, yeah. I call it the Space Needle, and me and my buddies go up there and have a few brewskis if you'd like to join. Oh my God, Bobby totally took me up on the crane the other night. Oh yeah, we had some drinks, and then we did it. We did it on the crane. The whole crane was like shaking and stuff. It was such a thrill. Have you ever done any crane banging? Yeah, that's what we're calling it. A Florida woman was driving drunk and only on three tires in guess what county, guys? Pinellas County! Say it with me, guys, our favorite county, Pinellas! Ain't nothing good going on in Pinellas. A 49-year-old woman told the deputies she didn't realize she was driving around on three tires on Monday. She didn't realize it. How drunk were you, lady? You didn't realize you were only driving on three tires? You gotta be pretty lit. I've driven buzzed many times. I would have known if one of the tires wasn't there. I would like to think. Sorry, officer. I didn't realize it was that I was missing a tire. I was busy on my phone ordering a new crack pipe off Temu. Police arrested Florida woman, star of the story, Anna Louise Keller, after receiving multiple 911 calls reporting that she was driving a Nissan Rogue recklessly with no passenger side front tire. It was the passenger side front. It was the front one. Not even the rear one. I mean, not that that's excusable, but I mean, the rear one, I can kind of see. All right. But the front one, you can, lady, you can see the sparks flying, can't you? Maybe she was wearing shades at night. I don't know. Good old Anna Louise Keller driving on three wheels and nine blasts of meth. According to the authorities, deputies spotted Keller driving south on Hamilton Boulevard. The sheriff's office say deputies conducted a traffic stop to conduct a welfare check. They call it a welfare check. That's an understatement. We stopped a woman driving half a car just for a welfare check. When they spoke to Keller, they smelled alcohol. Dun, 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 dun. In Florida, you know, driving sober is the exception, not the rule. Now, Anna Louise did admit that she was doing some drinking, but she told the deputies she just was unaware that the tire was missing. Lady, what about the severe tilt? You think cars are supposed to ride that way? I mean, those cars in the rap videos do that, but that's like a hydraulic system that you have to spend a lot of money on to install. And I believe you have to hit a button or a shift or something to make it go into that mode. Maybe she thought her car could do that. I thought my car could do like the things that it does in the rap videos. Like my car, it does a lean or a tilt like that in the hip hop videos. But in order to activate it, I have to get really drunk on Four Loko. And then it just kicks in. It's amazing. It says here, Anna Louise Keller failed the field sobriety test. She had bloodshot eyes and her breathalyzer was 0.160. The legal limit in Florida is 0.08, so she was twice the limit. Deputies found four empty Busch Light beers in a bag. Busch Light she's drinking. Well, as a quality citizen drinking Busch Light in Florida. When you're in Pinellas County drinking Busch Light, where did it all go wrong is what I want to know.
Yay!
A Florida private school cancels Autism Awareness Week after the pastor calls it demonic. A time that is meant to bring awareness about those who are on the autism spectrum was canceled at a private school in Palm Beach County, leaving some parents pretty heartbroken and full of some questions. Apparently, an email from the lead pastor at Trinity Christian Academy described recognizing Autism Awareness Week as, quote, demonic. So let me get this straight. Florida man believes in demons, but not vaccines. Therefore, there's measles. Unbelievable. Organized religion, guys. What are we doing? Several parents send copies of the email to the media. And they were very outraged at the way Pastor Matt Baker described the decision not to honor autism awareness. I think you're the demon, Pastor Baker, for not recognizing autism or helping to raise the awareness. We need to raise awareness and acceptance of people who are suffering from this. They need our help, all right? We have here Andrea, a mother of two children, a 9-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son. They attend the Christian Academy. Her son was recently diagnosed with autism in November. And she was pretty blown away by the words Baker used in his email to the entire school community. And oh, they put a little piece of the email in here. Let's read this email from the moron. It says, the word Christian means like Christ. And it was given to the followers of Christ because they act just like Jesus. Do they act just like Jesus? I find a lot of followers of Christ that don't really act like Jesus, Pastor Baker. But I digress. Back to the email. Remember those bracelets from the 2000s that asked, what would Jesus do? Well, if Jesus Christ led Trinity, would he have an Autism Awareness Week? Of course he wouldn't. Why? Because anything that exalts itself above the name of Christ should be brought down. Okay, Pastor, calm down. Tell me they're not giving this guy money. Let's just tell me he's not anywhere near the children at work. Please tell me he's not near children. Here's some more of the email. Also, anything that teaches our children to have their identity in anything other than Christ is idolatry and demonic. Let me repeat myself just so I am not quoted out of context. Oh, don't worry. We're going to quote you all day, Pastor Baker. We don't have to take this out of context. Within context, it's completely insane. Back to the email. Any philosophy, teaching, or program that teaches our precious children that their identity is found in anything other than Christ is idolatry and demonic, period. The world, in its rejection and hatred of Christ, often devises programs such as autism awareness and cultural figures like the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. Okay, so is the Easter Bunny and Santa also demons? Oh, man. What about the Tooth Fairy? Tell me the Tooth Fairy isn't a demon. I think the Tooth Fairy visited me once. Was that a demon under my pillow? This is just extremely sad and pathetic. I mean, imagine dedicating your entire life to a subject and still not quite getting what it's all about. I mean, just the line in that email about Jesus, what would Jesus do? Do you think Jesus would have an autism awareness week? He says, of course not. Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Yeah, Jesus would have stoned them and or put them on an island like lepers. Correct. From my understanding, Jesus hung out with some lepers and healed them. Sir, Pastor Baker, I would imagine Jesus would hang out with the autistic kids as well and would have shown them love and care and support and helped with awareness and acceptance. Now, back to the mother. She says she feels the pastor's message represents a lack of understanding, and she doesn't want others to see those in the autism community in the way that the pastor has described, of course. She says that her son Miles has started saying that he doesn't think he even belongs in class anymore. And she tells him that God made him perfectly, and this was a plan all along, and that they just have to walk in it and know that he is a smart boy, and everyone who meets him loves him. And that's exactly what Jesus would say. A woman claims that God instructed her to shoot cars on the highway in Florida during the solar eclipse. Well, you know, if you feel God in your heart, I think that's okay. But as soon as you start hearing God in your ears, maybe go see a doctor and turn in your gun. Let's find out what happened here on the highway. The Florida Highway Patrol troopers responded to a report of an active shooter in Holmes County, Florida. The suspect was reportedly a female who had recently checked out of a local hotel where she told the staff she was about to go on a shooting spree directed by God in relation to the solar eclipse. Let me get this straight. She told the hotel staff she's going out on a shooting spree. How was your stay at Hotel Paradise? Well, I have to say it was pretty good. I really like the water pressure in the shower. Thumbs up on that. That body wash, what is that? What was in that? Bergamot? That smelled amazing. Yes, that was bergamot. And how will you be enjoying the rest of your day and vacation? Well, I'm about to go on the highway and do a shooting spree. God told me to. It's related to the solar eclipse, and it is necessary. We cut to God, who's going, no, Beatrice, I said it was a shopping spree, not shooting spree, shopping spree, Beatrice. I can't stand it when my messages get all jumbled. The suspect was driving a purple Dodge Challenger with Georgia plates. Apparently, she entered Interstate 10 at the 112-mile marker and traveled westbound. Within 5 miles of entering the interstate, the suspect fired multiple shots into another vehicle traveling along the interstate, and she also struck the passing car multiple times with her car. So she's ramming her car into cars. She's shooting at cars. Let's find out what it has to do with the solar eclipse. I'm very curious about this. I mean, there is a lot of gods out there, and many of them I'm unaware of. Maybe there is some sort of god of solar eclipse highway shootouts. It says here, the driver that she struck with the bullets was hit by glass fragments from the window, and one of the bullets grazed the individual's arm. However, the man was able to steer his vehicle onto the shoulder of the road away from the suspect. Continuing westbound on the highway, okay, let's keep going with the with the lady who's under the instruction of God. The suspect then shot at another vehicle near the 107-mile marker, so what, 5 miles later, hitting the driver in the neck? She hit the guy in the neck while driving? The victim was taken to a nearby hospital and is currently receiving treatment. Oh, I hope this person's all right. He gets shot in the neck? Poor person. Now, thankfully, the Florida Highway Patrol located and pulled over the suspect near the 96-mile marker, so 10 miles following the second victim, and conducted a felony traffic stop. After the suspect was taken into custody, police recovered an AR-15 and a 9mm handgun within the purple Challenger. The suspect was identified as Talon Nichelle Celestine, 22 years old. 22! She was taken, only 22 years old, AR-15, blasting on the highway. Unbelievable. She was taken into custody without incident. She again maintained her story that God had instructed her to to get on the highway and start go on a shooting spree. If you read the Old Testament, this is kind of on brand for that God. I mean, maybe she was being honest. And really, if you think about it, most world religions are originally based on messages from beings that came down from the sky. Just some of those beings were very into testing the loyalty of humans in very twisted ways. Let's just be grateful that the original prophets that received the messages weren't a Florida man, or in this case, a Florida woman. And by the way, good for Florida for including women in their insanity. Hi, my friends and loyal listeners of the Weird AF News podcast. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Florida Friday. It was a fun one, and I want to thank everybody who sent me Florida-related news from this week. I appreciate that. You can always email me stories to funnyjones@gmail.com. Please say hello, introduce yourself, tell me where you live. I'd love to hear from listeners. You can also call the show, 646-450-2012, or you can follow me on the Instagram, @funnyjones. You can DM me articles there as well. Again, say hello, tell me where you live. I'd love to hear from listeners. Hope you guys are having a nice weekend, or you had one, or you're about to have one. I'm still traveling, and I'll be leaving this country again on Monday, and I'll do my best to get a Monday episode out. But it's going to be difficult, but I think I can pull it off. I'm going to plan ahead is what I'm going to do. If you guys would like to support the show and maybe buy Jonesy a cup of coffee on my travels, please go to the website weirdafnews.com. That's the official website of the Weird AF News podcast. That's a place you can go to listen to the show. You can buy Jonesy a coffee or join the Patreon as well. That's a great way to support the show by joining the Patreon. And when you join the Patreon, that's like buying Jonesy a coffee every month. Yes, keeping me caffeinated, keeping me moving, keeping me talking, which is what you want, I think. Maybe less talking from the reviews that I get. Maybe it's less talking is wanted. I don't know. This guy talks too much. It is a podcast. I don't know if you've ever listened to podcasts before. It's mostly talking. So sorry. I'll never understand that. Anyways, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, and if you join the Patreon, also you get extra weird AF content that I put into the Patreon, such as some evidence of my travels, a little bit of documentation in there about some of the weird things that I'm experiencing and seeing as I travel around. So that's pretty cool. So consider joining the Patreon. You can do that on the website, weirdafnews.com, or you can download the Patreon app on your smartphone and do a search for Weird AF News, or go to the website, patreon.com/weirdafnews. Anyways, I love you guys very much. Hope you're doing good, and good luck with your life, man.